delving deep into the heart of globalist plans. It's Owen Schroyer.
All right, Aaron Rupar is just a complete lying scumbag leftist. And yesterday he said, Trump does not have a single campaign event this week. According to his website, his next scheduled public appearance is Saturday in Wisconsin. This is either a lazy leftist media hack or a lying scumbag. Probably both. Aaron Rupar. I think he's New York Times, guys. I pull up. Whatever. It doesn't even matter. Trump did a two-hour town hall last night. You absolute phony. You absolute lazy liberal douchebag. Trump did a two-hour town hall last night. The first hour aired on Hannity last night. The second hour is going to air tonight. And that was supposed to be a presidential debate. But Kamala Harris refused to show up. By the way, the next presidential debate is not going to have an audience either. I just don't get that. Why not have an audience? Because they know the whole thing will be in support of Trump. So, but not only did Trump have the town hall last night that was supposed to be a presidential debate, but Harris chickened out. Trump today talked about his economic policies at length. By the way, at length in New York City. And so here was some of that in clip 13.
To further support the revival of American manufacturing, my plan calls for expanded R&D tax credits, 100% bonus depreciation, expensing for new manufacturing investments, and a reduction in the corporate tax rate from 21% to 15% solely for companies that make their product in America. You have to make your product in America. If you outsource, offshore, or replace American workers, you are not eligible for any of these benefits. In fact, you will pay a very substantial tariff that comes in from another country that's made in another country and comes in. There'll be a big tariff on that product because we want to make our goods in America, and most of them we can. My message is simple. Make your product here in America and only in America. We are not going to be taken advantage of anymore, just as we made great inroads and progress 4 years ago. We made tremendous inroads on this subject. We're not going to watch our wealth and jobs get ripped away from us and sent to foreign countries, which is what's been happening for many, many decades with us. China was built on doing exactly what we're going to be doing. And what I started doing 4 years ago, what we're putting forward is the most pro-American manufacturing and jobs policy in modern history for any country. This plan will bring jobs and growth into our country at levels never seen before. Every business on earth will flock to America from Europe, Asia, the Middle East, and all over the world.
Now, this policy is of the utmost importance and cannot be overstated. And really, Trump, I think, should be even more hardcore with it. How do all of these manufacturing and production plants end up in foreign countries like China? Because of bad policy. Now, you can get into, you know, I'm sure there's money that gets thrown around, of course, lobbying groups and everything else that buy off members of Congress to vote on bills so that they can have the cheapest manufacturing possible and make the most profit by shipping jobs to China. But it's simple. I mean, it's basically two policies. You change this whole thing overnight. You cut corporate tax rates. I'd cut payroll taxes, everything. Just cut them all. But you cut the corporate tax so that it's cheaper than manufacturing in China or anywhere else. And then you impose a tariff if you want to bring your goods into the country, and you just totally flip it and you make it more profitable for countries to operate in America. Those two policies right there will change that entire thing that's been going on.
limited edition, exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-karat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war, it's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
NBC Chicago headline: what is Tren de Aragua? So this Venezuelan gang that the Biden administration has let in, I mean, folks, it's not rhetoric. Venezuela has literally emptied its prisons and sent the gangsters to the United States of America. They've sent the gangs here. Who knows how many? Tens of thousands? So this is the headline: Tren de Aragua in Chicago. It's now officially in Chicago. Now, Telemundo Chicago and NBC Chicago have been reporting on the gang's presence in the U.S. for months. Specifically Chicago, they say it has at least 5,000 known members. And it's such a big story now, it's a headline in Chicago. What is Tren de Aragua? Chicago police called over armed Venezuelan migrants in apartment complex. That was this week in the South Side. But then, oh, it's not the border invasion that's causing this. No. It's your rhetoric. That's the Chicago Tribune. Experts say anti-immigrant rhetoric led to viral and incorrect allegations of a migrant takeover. Oh, just F right off. Anti-immigrant rhetoric led to viral and incorrect allegations of migrant takeover. I mean, just that headline alone, you could break it down. What anti-immigrant rhetoric are you talking about? If you're anti-illegal border crossings, that doesn't make you anti-immigrant. If you want legal immigration and not illegal border crossings, that's probably more pro-immigrant than anything else. If you don't like criminals skipping the line, that's probably pro-immigration. So even that right there is a complete misnomer. Incorrect allegations of a migrant takeover. Incorrect. We've just seen the videos. We've just had eyewitness accounts. We've just seen more than 10 million, 50 million. Last night, Trump said it was 21 million illegal border crossings. I don't know where he gets the number, but yeah, on record, it's 12 million that they have. And then what, maybe 5 million getaways? So I'd say, 15 million is probably a conservative estimate since Biden took office. And then they say, oh, it's down. It's down. Border crossings are down. So it's not the open border policy and the welfare and everything else, or Venezuela emptying its prisons. It's your rhetoric that led to the takeover that doesn't exist. And then I see this other story that I see from the left all the time. Like this complete loser. I mean, it's unbelievable people like this even exist. You wonder if they're even human. David Pakman, have you seen this guy? He's a living and breathing embodiment of Butthead from Beavis and Butthead. I mean, folks, it's like if you wanted to make a human out of Butthead from Beavis and Butthead, David Pakman is your guy. And he just happens to be a left-wing commentator. And he does this segment. And this is all the left-wing talking points. migrants, illegal border crossers commit less crime than American citizens. So what's your point? So we should just open up our country for anybody to come in because they commit less crimes per capita? By the way, crossing the border illegally is a crime, jackass. So if you cross the border illegally, actually 100% of them commit crimes. The migrants commit less crime per capita. Oh, now they care about per capita. The migrants commit less crimes than American citizens. So what? So we should let them in? Explain that logic to me. Because you support this. Haitian migrant accused of molesting child is in the United States via controversial Biden-Harris program. So if you support the Biden-Harris border policy, you just got a 10-year-old boy raped. And by the way, since you're against now presidential immunity, okay. You're against presidential immunity. So I want Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Mayorkas charged for aiding and abetting in the rape of a 10-year-old boy. I want them charged. There's no presidential immunity, right? You don't believe. You, the liberal. You don't believe in presidential immunity anymore. So I want Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Mayorkas, I want all of them charged for every migrant that has raped or murdered somebody. I want them charged for aiding and abetting. I want them to spend the rest of their life in prison for aiding and abetting this crime, right? That's your logic, not mine. That's your logic. You, the liberal, that doesn't believe in presidential immunity now. Here's the report on the Haitian pedophile brought in by the Biden-Harris border policy in clip four.
This Haitian man who arrived in the U.S. under the Biden administration's controversial mass parole program, now charged with sexual assault of a young boy. Bill Malusian live in L.A. with details on what we're learning on this. Bill, hello.
Yeah, Bill, good morning to you. It happened again. Our sources tell us that yet another Haitian migrant who first flew into the U.S. last year as part of the Biden administration's controversial migrant flights program is now charged with sex crimes against a child in Massachusetts. Take a look. Multiple law enforcement sources tell Fox News that 18-year-old Haitian migrant Akeem Mark Desire was arrested by police in Mansfield last week. That's about 45 minutes south of Boston for allegedly molesting a 10-year-old boy who lives near him. He is now in ICE custody. Now, we're told he first flew in the U.S. last June as part of the Biden administration's mass parole program for Haitians, and he's now charged with indecent assault and battery on a child under age 14. Now, this is actually the second time this has happened in recent months. In March, you might remember, another Haitian national who flew into the U.S. via this Biden parole program last June, Corey Alvarez, was charged with aggravated child rape after prosecutors say he raped a girl inside of a migrant hotel outside of Boston. Controversy continues to surround this migrant flights program. Just last week, DHS restarted the program with, quote, additional vetting after it had been put on pause in July after an internal report found significant amounts of fraud in the program. That included 100,000 applications being filled out by the same 3,000 serial sponsors, phone numbers belonging to dead people, and repeat addresses used hundreds of times, including storage units. And back out here live with this latest arrest, this is now the second time this year, just in Massachusetts alone, that a child has allegedly been sexually victimized by a Haitian migrant who didn't walk across the border illegally, but instead was allowed to fly into the U.S. directly as part of this Biden-Harris administration program.
All right, liberals, so there's no presidential immunity. And so, therefore, Biden and well, I guess just Biden, he's the president. He is aiding and abetting in the rape of children. So I want him charged for aiding and abetting in the rape of children. That's your logic, not mine. You're the ones that think presidential immunity should be tossed out. So let's go ahead and get Biden involved in this now. Flew in. It's worse, though. That other case he mentioned? ICE finds and arrests Haitian migrant who was released on $500 bond after being charged with raping a child in Massachusetts. Released on $500 bond, ladies and gentlemen, by a liberal district attorney and a liberal judicial system in Boston. Released on bond. Flew into the country by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Flown in. Rapes a kid. Released on bond. But they commit less crime per capita than U.S. citizens. So what are you complaining about? U.S. Army allegedly caught protecting foreign invaders at New York City hotel. Citizen confronts military presence and demands answers. That was Jason Goodman, and this was on video at the Wolcott Hotel in New York City. Yeah, they have more security for the illegal aliens at these hotels than they have at the southern border. You get stronger police protection, and New York City signed a deal with the National Guard too, by the way, because the police are so overwhelmed. So if you're seeing National Guard on the streets of New York, that's because the police are overwhelmed. They had to sign a deal with the National Guard. Now, there's another rumor going on about that I'll address in a second here, but you get more law enforcement protection at a illegal alien hotel than you get at the southern border. You get more law enforcement protection at an illegal alien hotel than you will get at your average city because the Democrats have defunded the police. And if you go in there, they look at you and they have a problem with you. Yeah, it's kind of like that video. And it might have even been Rob that was shooting that video. When we're down at the border during the middle of the night and they're bringing in the busloads. Was that you that shot that video, Rob? Yeah. And they're bringing in the busloads of illegal migrants and we're sitting there filming and they have Border Patrol and these other law enforcement people come in. They try to shut me down and they try to turn off our cameras and they try to tell the media, get out of the way and everything. And I just go off. It's like a 10-minute rant. Rob Dew is there. And people share this video, and I guess, you know, it's just one of those things that's just like a timeless classic, and so they don't even know, it's like they don't even really know who I am or InfoWars is. It's just everywhere now. It's probably been seen 100 million, 500 million times. And I'll see people will upload this to their X account, their Instagram account, and they'll just be like, oh, look at this great American telling off the Border Patrol, or look at this, you know, great American, look at this independent journalist. And it just goes viral every time. Million views every time somebody puts it up. And so, but it's like the same thing. Oh, I'm the bad guy. Isn't that ironic? On our own website, it's so it's so funny. I mean, it is what it is, folks. When you're the cutting edge and you're the most censored and persecuted people in the world and in the media, you know, that's just what happens. On our own platform, it gets 500,000 views. On our own platform, it gets 500,000 views. People take that video and they upload it to their Instagram and their X and their YouTube and their Facebook. Million views every time. Million views every time. Sometimes they even will cut off our bug, but, you know, luckily our bug is on there, so maybe they go to Band Out Video, but they don't tag InfoWars. They don't tag me. I'm not even complaining. It's like, again, we do this because people need to see this, but it's the same thing. So we go down there with a crew. And those law enforcement agents say, hey, get out of the way. Hey, stop filming. Hey, stop shooting a report on this. Hey. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm a dirty American. Do we have the audio of this too? So, but that's what I'm saying. So Goodman goes into the hotel and he's like, what's the deal? You got this hotel for illegal migrants. It's being paid for by my tax dollars. Oh, you got to get out of here, though. You dirty American. He's just sitting there filming. Hey, whoa, look, Jason Goodman here, and we got military outside of this hotel. Let's see what's going on. Oh, you got to get out of here. This hotel isn't for you anymore, you dirty American. This hotel is for the illegal aliens. Get the hell out and turn off your camera and stop that report right now. Shut it down. It's like, what is the message there? This isn't your country anymore. This is not your country anymore. Yeah, look, you can't film here. You shut this down.
You guys are dirty Americans. Get out of the way.
Yeah, start it from the top real quick.
Stinking Americans.
I'm sorry.
Your country gets away. Yeah, you dirty Americans. Get out of the way. This is the illegal immigrants country. What do you guys think you're doing? This country's for illegal immigrants. You guys are dirty Americans. Get out of the way. How rude of you. How rude of you to think you have a country anymore. Hey, let's get another truck up here so no media can see this. In fact, let's just ban the media. Hey, guys, we're going to need you to shut your cameras off. We cannot document Biden's border invasion, okay? Everybody shut your cameras down. No free speech. The Border Patrol's here to tell me to shut up, too. Sir, he says, an American citizen. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This guy's ridiculous.
Please allow the other media to be able to cover this.
No media. No media, though. Hey, no media. Nobody see the illegal immigrants. It's not happening. It's not happening. Sir, am I okay to be upset? Do I have the right to redress grievances here?
But you're being discourteous to your
friends. I'm being discourteous. A wide open border, but I'm being discourteous. I love it.
Allow them to
I
report.
Love it. They can record. Nobody's stopping them. Nobody's stopping them except you guys. Look, she's trying to stop the media. You guys don't want us to see this. You drove a bus through a ravine. You drove a bus through a ravine so we couldn't see this. Do you think the American people are stupid?
And by the way, and so it's Jason Goodman. It's me. I believe Anthony Rubin from Muckraker went into one of their facilities. They chased him, kicked him out. I think Taylor Hansen from the Russian arm, Tenet Media. I mean, look out. Those Russians want America to be pro-life and have a border. You know, they're so dirty. Those damn Russians. They're the bad guys here. And so I think it was Taylor Hansen who went into one of their facilities, too. They chased him out. So what? How do you even explain this? They take our money and they fly them in. They give them 3 meals a day. They give them a shelter. And then you're not even allowed to question it. You're not even allowed to film it. And they get more law enforcement protection than you, the American citizen. What the hell is that? What the hell is that? Let's do this. This is from Steven Crowder's Mug Club, and they have a DOJ chief undercover admitting that all the Trump indictments are politically motivated and a total sham. Oh, but yeah, I'm sure this latest thing with the DOJ and the FBI is totally legitimate. It's not about the election and bringing back the Russian conspiracy hoax. Oh, no. So this is incredible. They've just released this clip 12.
Who's stacking charges and like rearranging things just to make it fit a case, make the cases nonsense, to perversion of justice.
To make him a convict, a convicted felon. They think that's his candidacy if he's a convicted felon.
It's a travesty of justice, a mockery of justice.
A mockery of justice. It's criminal behavior is what it is. But, oh, the DOJ, you know, they're honest now.
Let me be clear about something on the outset. The person you'll be watching today is not the bad guy here. Unwitting whistleblower? Yeah. Nicholas Biasi is the chief of public affairs for the Department of Justice's Southern District of New York. Something you may be familiar with, and the most prominent federal trial court in America.
Those felonies did nothing to stop Trump from running.
No, in fact, they made him more relevant.
Did that backfire?
Sure did.
And the whole thing is disgusting. They're just out to get him.
And that's why, like, the surging of the police is, you know, it's a perversion of justice. Yeah. Who's stacking charges and, like, rearranging things just to make it fit a case. No, to be honest with you, I think the case is nonsense.
State levels are the wild west. They're like idiots, they don't care, they're all political. So yeah, this guy's probably going to try to lock him up, and there is going to be, it's going to be ugly. They're so obsessed with getting him.
All right, so let's address this real quick again. For the full video, Steven Crowder with the Mug Club. You know, I just can't help myself. Part of me thinks that this guy did it intentionally, and he's just so sick of the corruption, and who knows, maybe he reached out and he said, look, I want to blow the whistle, but I don't know what to do. Why don't you send out an undercover journalist and pretend we're at lunch, and I'll just say all this stuff. Just saying. People are so sick of this corruption, there's going to be all kinds of ways people try to expose it, but September 18th is Trump's sentencing date, and the rumor is that there's all of these National Guards in New York City preparing for that, and maybe in anticipation that the police refuse to take him to Rikers Island. I don't know if there's really anything to that, because the truth is that the police reached a deal with the National Guard a while ago to help them with law enforcement at the street level. So that's why you see all the National Guard. I don't think that has anything to do with the sentencing thing, but people are saying that's the case. But it is going to be September 18th. I don't know. I mean, will they arrest Donald Trump? Will they actually send him to jail? I could see it going either way. Part of me says there's no way, because they know it will be more of a backfire and it will expose them more. But then another part of me says, but these people are just unhinged right now and they want Trump in jail. They want him in jail. It's like a sexual thing for them. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. See what happens in, I guess that's, 2 weeks away now. But everybody knows. So I don't know if that I don't know if that guy knew he was being filmed or not. I'm just speculating. Now, where are the hearings? So this is what's so frustrating. Whether it's James O'Keefe, O'Keefe Media Group, Project Veritas, or now the Mug Club, they do this incredible undercover work. Their journalists go undercover, risk a lot. And they get this stuff, and then there's no hearings. They're never called to testify. This guy, put it back up on the screen with the tweet so I can get his name right. This guy needs to be called for a hearing immediately. Immediately. I'm so sick of good Americans putting in the work to expose the corruption and getting censored and everything else, and we get nothing from our representatives. Nothing. How has Alex Jones not been called as a witness, as an expert witness, to testify on internet censorship? Why hasn't this guy, Nicholas Biasi, Chief of Public Affairs, U.S. Department of Justice, Southern District of New York, admitting the whole thing against Trump is fake? Hi, Republicans. Hi, Mike Johnson. Hi, Mike Johnson. Paging Mike Johnson. Are you awake? Are you alive? Are you aware? Are you doing anything as the Speaker of the House? This guy needs to be testifying in front of a committee when Congress is back in session. But they won't do anything. They're bums. I'm sick of them. They're bums.
COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH, This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through OnlineHealthNow.com.
OnlineHealthNow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at OnlineHealthNow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection and in a massive doses from the vaccine. It gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple. And then lastly, curcumin, derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners, and we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough Protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at OnlineHealthNow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality in the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. OnlineHealthNow.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So the American media and the Democrat Party are such a joke. Vladimir Putin is now trolling them, saying he supports Kamala Harris. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. My guess is there's probably two sides to this coin. But here it is. Here is Putin during a televised interview trolling the pathetic American media and liberal Democrats in clip 14.
But if we can name a favorite candidate, it used to be Joe Biden, but now he is not participating in the election campaign, and he recommended all his allies to support Ms. Harris. So that is what we are going to do. So it was, well, he said that we should, that is why we should also do that. Well, she's laughing. Her laugh is so fascinating. It means that everything is good, and if everything is good. It means that, for instance, if we're speaking about Joe Biden, there are so many sanctions against Russia introduced, and if everything is good with Ms. Harris, maybe she'll refrain herself from such measures, or maybe she'll change them. So in the end, it will be the choice of the U.S. people, and we will respect this choice.
So, look, he's obviously trolling. And it's funny, actually, to Russians, the Russian media, the Russian government. Remember, like a couple years ago when that one Russian, I forget what role she has in the government, but she was doing the video where she's eating a strawberry, basically making fun of Western women because they aren't feminine anymore. But, you know, it's interesting what he talks about with the laugh. And this is actually it's trolling, but there's a kind of a serious thing going on there where he talks about Kamala's laugh and how she's always laughing. It means everything's good. And so that's the big joke. That's the big joke, is that is everything good? You see Kamala Harris laughing her way through the vice presidency. You see Kamala Harris laughing her way through the campaign. Is everything good? Yeah, Maria Zakharova, she's basically the Karine Jean-Pierre, if you will. Who's gay? So Karine Jean-Pierre, she's gay. I'm guessing Maria's not. But is everything good? Because I don't think so. So you should be insulted. More Americans are having to choose between food and energy bills. That's CBS News. That's CBS News interviewing a lady in North Carolina. Sometimes I have to choose whether I'm going to pay the light bill or do I pay all the rent or buy food or not let my son do a sport. But Kamala Harris is cackling and laughing, so everything must be good. And so that's the big joke. That's the big insult. And, you know, it would fly over most people's heads because, quite frankly, Putin's more intelligent than them in the American media and the U.S. government. But that's the big joke. It's like, oh, look, Kamala's laughing and giggling and cackling. Everything's fine. Everything's great. No, it's not. It's actually not. It's not great for the 13 Gold Star families because of the Abbey Gate debacle. It's not good for the families of people like Kate Steinle and Lake and Riley, who got killed and raped by illegal migrants let in by the Biden-Harris administration. It's not good for the Americans that are choosing what bill they have to pay to keep the electricity on or to pay their rent. No, it's actually not good, and she just laughs her way through it all. She's not serious, is the joke. She's not a serious person. She's not a serious candidate. But she's having a great time because it's all about her. See, she's laughing her way through everything. So everything must be good, but it's not. Now, who does Putin really want? Well, I would say he would want Trump probably for the sake of peace. If Putin wants peace, then he wants Trump. And I would say that with Trump, he's got a better chance of at least stopping the NATO expansion and stopping the militarization of Ukraine against Russia. So if Putin wants peace, he wants Trump. If Putin wants war, then he probably wants Biden and Harris. The expansion of NATO, the anti-Russian rhetoric, the militarization of Ukraine, that gives him an excuse to go to war. So it really just depends on what he wants. If Putin wants peace, he's for Trump. If he wants war, he's for Harris. So is Putin serious when he endorses Harris? Well, Harris is a joke. No world leader will take her seriously. And so if you're Putin and you're looking at this, okay, well, I'm on the world stage. She's on the world stage. Nobody takes her seriously, so I have the edge. Whereas if Trump's on the world stage and Putin's on the world stage, okay, that's a formidable adversary if you view it that way. Kamala Harris is not formidable to any world leader. She's a cackling joke of a vice president and a candidate for president. And everybody knows it, including Vladimir Putin. So they're laughing at us. Here's the media's response. And by the way, you know, maybe before I get to the media response here, they're claiming, again, look, I'll wait and see what the case is, but they're claiming, oh, look, this is Lauren Chin here, and she's being paid by Russians to influence a U.S. election. You do realize that Chin had been anti-Trump recently? So explain this one to me. So if the Kremlin, because they claim it's the Kremlin, I don't even believe that, but whatever, Russians, the Kremlin, who cares? If they're paying Chin to influence U.S. elections, then why was Lauren Chin anti-Trump and telling pro-lifers not to vote for Trump? Now, again, if you listen to this show, I've been against that. I've been against the pro-life hardliners saying, hey, we can't vote for Trump. Even though I myself am pro-life. I understand what's at stake. We got to get Trump in office. So explain that logic to me. If Russia is so pro-Trump, why are they paying commentators and influencers to tell you not to vote Trump? Maybe Putin's being honest. Maybe he does like Harris. Grinning Vladimir Putin suggests support for Kamala Harris as U.S. accuses Russia of election interference. Oh, yeah, paying people to tell you not to vote for Trump. Russians mock U.S. election allegations as Putin teasingly says he supports Harris. Yeah, it's all a big joke. Merrick Garland is a joke. He's a joke. He's not a serious person. He can barely even talk without sniveling. Vladimir Putin trolls U.S. presidential race with endorsement of Kamala Harris. That's CNN. He's trolling. Democrat Representative Jake Auchincloss dismisses Vladimir Putin's support for Kamala Harris. So again, maybe it's real, maybe it's not. He's probably trolling. Who knows who he... I don't think... To Putin, I don't think it makes a difference. He's going to do what he wants to do and what benefits Russia in his eyes. Or himself. But it's funny because these Democrats, they will take anything and always find a way to massage and spin so it fits their worldview. Here's a perfect example. This got seen 10 million times on one X post alone from an Instagram post. I paid less in taxes under Trump, but that's because of Obama. I pay more in taxes under Biden, but that's because of Trump. Wow. So again, anything happens and they find a way to twist it and spin it to fit their worldview. These are liberals. These are not smart people.
I do believe that we have a trifecta pandemic going on. We have monkeypox, of course, that they say it's coming. We have COVID, like the flirt virus of COVID right now. It's everywhere. People are calling me. People are getting sick. COVID, flu, bird flu and all these other ones that they are talking about, those are RNA viruses. And because they are RNA viruses, they are sensitive to zinc. So zinc needs quercetin to enter the cell. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. People call me to get them out of the hospital. And once you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. And also, with the hydroxychloroquine too, you can also get the zinc and quercetin. So my advice for people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We have physicians licensed in, we have physicians that can prescribe in all 50 states, and we have pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states. So please, before something gets really crazy, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For monkeypox, bird flu, like I call the trifecta, pox, bird flu, and COVID, if you get pox defense and Covivites, that should help you. We have it on our website. If you also get, for, you know, some people take Covilite. Covilite is like our bestseller. I love it. I take it every day. If you get Covilite and pox defense, these two should be able to cover all the viruses. If you're taking Covivites, this is all you need. If you're the person that takes Covilite, you just need Covilite and this. This should be able to cover because it has quercetin, it has zinc, it has vitamin D, it has everything that you need to build your immunity. That is my cry. Don't wait till you get sick. We have a slew of other vitamins and everything on our website. We have medicinal herbs that can help deal with all kinds of stuff. So my job right now to the American people is to make sure that you're prepared, you're medically prepared. I've been saying it for a while that we're going to have a disruptive event, and it's coming. If you notice, these globalists, they want their agenda 2030. It's on track, or in their mind, it's on track. They want by 2025 for all of us to be digitalized. I said it from the beginning in 2020 that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. And the vaccine is Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse for transhumanism, population control, genetic modification. I've said that over and over. And I think that right now in 2024, patriots, listen to me. Everybody should be aware of this. Like I said, if you can get quercetin, if you can get hydroxychloroquine, if you can get ivermectin from your doctor or from wherever, I am pretty much good with it. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Democrats that are running for office right now, avoiding the press at all costs. So let's see. Let's see here. Joe Biden, after the news today, was spotted in public with his son pleading guilty. Let's see if Joe Biden will ask if he will commute his son or pardon his son, if he'll answer the questions here. Clip 7, guys. Go ahead.
Are you glad your son has pled in his case?
Can't be bothered.
Yes, the dulcet sounds of the auxiliary power unit on the helicopter. We've got Fox.
Cannot be bothered to answer a question. Not Joe Biden. He's just the president. Don't bother with that. Okay, maybe Kamala Harris then. Let's see if Kamala will answer a question. Clip 6.
Madam Vice President, will you pardon Hunter Biden?
Okay. So all the Democrats are running from the press. Joe Biden runs from the press. Kamala Harris runs from the press. Tim Walz runs from the press. They all run from the press. But Kamala got called out for busing people. This was the local CBS News in Boston even they're calling her out for bussing people in to her rally yesterday in clip 8.
Well, behind me, hundreds of invited Harris supporters are leaving and boarding shuttle buses. This was a departure for Kamala Harris, leaving toss-up states to come to New Hampshire.
Oh, man. Even the local news is reporting that they're all being bussed in. Yeah. So much for that fake hype. And they're not talking about Kamala Harris's crowds anymore either, are they? And then some New Hampshire voters were asked about if they supported Kamala. And it went like this in clip 10. And then give me clip 11 after that. Give me 10 and 11 back to back.
I think that the country is very divided.
Currently the wrong direction. Too divided.
Terrible. Open border. All those poor little girls that got murdered. It breaks my heart. And I used to be a Democrat my whole life. I voted for JFK. But now I'm voting Trump all the way.
Very much in the wrong direction. I'm very unhappy with two new wars. Ukraine. What's going on in Israel. The inconsistency of the current administration's message about Israel.
This is my first time coming, and I wanted to support Trump, which I'm very nervous to say because I've never supported Trump. I've been a Democrat my whole life, but my mom's been a Republican, so I just never trusted him. I thought everything that they... I thought he was racist. I didn't like him, but this... The last 4 years and then really doing my homework and my research is when I really found out it was a lot more to it. And so,
well, thank you.
I was excited to be here.
Thank you, Samaya. Thank you for taking a second to speak with us.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Or maybe this sums it up. This went totally viral. And, you know, sometimes it just takes the simplest statement to make all the sense in the world. Even this young blonde girl, defeating all the stereotypes, even she has figured it out in clip 15.
Y'all, the truth is as simple as this. If Trump was going to do all the horrible things that they say he's going to do, he would have done them already. And if Harris was going to do all the amazing things that they say she's going to do, she would have done them already.
Any questions? Any questions? Think that pretty much wraps that. By the way, I think that we have a video for this to kind of close out the situation with the illegal immigrants. Do we have the Chuck Schumer video that was brought to me? So let's hear this. So the Democrats bring in 20 million illegal aliens. They want them to vote, and they want them to be citizens, according to Chuck Schumer.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
However many there are. And that's the only way America is going to be successful, says Chuck Schumer. What a dickhead. Again, you, the American, you suck. You're worthless. You're trash. You're a dirty American, says that dirty, dirty rat. He's a dirty rat, Chuck Schumer. He's the biggest rat. You know, New York has a rat problem. Schumer's the biggest rat, but he got elected to Congress. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The only way America can be successful is if we legalize criminal aliens? What a jerk. But he said it. But we all know what's going on. They need the votes. The Democrats need the votes. They're losing their voter base. They are importing votes from the third world and offering them free stuff so that they'll vote Democrat. That's what's going on here. By the way, this is a Colorado resident talking about the Venezuelan gangs. His perspective from just moving there in clip 18.
Dude, I've lived in Colorado now for like, I don't know, 4 months.
And, you know, you started hearing about, like, the migrants and stuff in Aurora. And then it, like, escalated. You know, they're taking over in, like, multiple, more than one apartment complexes. And, like, extorting residents for rent. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, what are we doing? Like, they're saying that the police won't do anything, the feds won't do anything, marshals won't do anything. Okay, well, like, where are the vets at? Like, I'm dead ass. Hit me up. Like, if we can get a couple squads plus, this is an invasion. This is an enemy domestic. Holy shit. Let's do it.
Now, what's crazy about that commentary, it's two things. One, it's going to be the American gangs that end up dealing with it for their own self-interests. So you're going to have international gang warfare. They're going to be the ones dealing with it. So that'll be nice. When that pops off, I'd probably get out of town for a couple days. But, you know, kind of the deeper issue, it really just shows how the military has been abused and how the men and women of the military have been abused for special interests and foreign interests. And that's just the truth. And it's really sad. It's really a shame. Some of the best of us sign up to join the military, and they join it for the right reasons. And then they basically just get pawned off to special interests, the military-industrial complex, or fighting some other nation's wars like Israel in the Middle East. So, yeah, you're not going to get the military to come to the rescue for Americans. You're not going to get the military to come to the rescue and fight for American causes. They're too busy fighting for the military-industrial complex. They're too busy fighting for Israel. They're too busy fighting for other special interests. Not for you, the American, anymore. It's really upsetting, isn't it? And it's like, that's what you get. You get a foreign invasion at our southern border, and you're told to like it. And then the military gets sent to, you know, 50 other countries to go play in the sand or set up as an affront to Russia. It's an abuse of our military. It's our military being bought and paid for by dirty rats like Chuck Schumer, by the way. Yeah. Bring them home and put them to work to save the country. But that's not what the special interests want. That's what not what the military-industrial complex wants. That's not what NATO wants. That's not what the Israeli lobby wants. So we don't get that. We get the invasion, and then we get foreign wars that we have to pay for.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, health while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.